Okay, if we were living at the radio station, we'd be getting rain on our lawns.
Yes.
Right now, it's raining here. Problem is, we don't live at the radio station. So,
well, yeah. Anyhow, some people, not us, but some of us, it's almost like they do.
Yeah. No, not me. Yeah. That's right. Okay. All right, let me see. I have an animal story here. I just can't find it. You know, that never helps when I don't, when I can't find the story because we're trying to, yeah, it was something about a, there was a guy who taught his dog how to smoke. Did y'all hear about that?
No, but shame on him.
Yeah, no, okay.
But buying cigarettes for the dog, you know, is a good thing, especially if he lives in Texas.
Yeah, that's right. If you're buying cigarettes, at least it's going to the kids. Okay, this is a classic fail here.
Dog needs to see a lung of a dog that smoked.
I have a story on the hot dog eating contest. I guess that's not nearly the same.
It's not nearly the same. No.
All right, never mind. We'll just move on. Ashley's here this morning. From the animal shelter, how are you today?
I'm good.
All right, it's raining outside. That's a good thing. You might get wet going back to the car. But
it is. Yeah, I can't complain about the rain.
No, not at all. What's going on at the shelter?
We are doing a profit share today with On the Border in College Station. So if you have to eat lunch or you have to eat dinner and would like to support the animal shelter while you're at it, there's a flyer that you need to bring with you. You can go to the shelter's website, or if you friended us on Facebook, you can go through our Facebook page as well and just print off that little flyer and bring that with you. And On the Border's doing a 10% profit share of proceeds from today with the animal shelter. So again, most people have to eat at some point.
Sure.
And you can support the shelter while you're at it. So go to On the Border in College Station today, and we would appreciate it, and it supports the animals here locally, and we're excited about that partnership. So.
It is. It's a struggle, obviously, in this economy for all nonprofits, and it's nice when you have businesses come forward. We're talking about the shelter right now, but any time that a business comes forward to help out nonprofits, it's an important thing.
Absolutely, and there's some creative things you can do. I mean, the profit share is just one way. It's not a real big output of, you know, effort necessarily on either group. You know, you do some advertising.
You're going to be open.
I mean, you're a restaurant. Yeah. You're doing business anyway. You know, again, everybody has to eat at some point. So we just ask that you pick that select restaurant on that day. So it's a really unique way for local businesses, business owners to support their nonprofit that, you know, for whatever cause they're passionate about without – really, you know, having to do some major big event, and every little bit helps. So if you do it, you know, as a nonprofit, if we do enough of these partnerships with enough businesses around town, all of that adds up and goes a long way towards helping your cause, in our case, the animals or the community. Sure. So we're excited about it.
And also, you know, for many years, the animal shelters depended on people giving of themselves, giving their time. Now, there's a little bit of an orientation that goes on, though, before you do
that. We always need volunteers, and there is an orientation. It is Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 5:30. Takes about an hour. We ask that you be there by about 5:15 or 5:20, just so you can get in, get your paperwork filled out, so we're ready to go at 5:30. And we give you kind of a tour of the building, so if you've never been to the shelter, you at least know where all the entrances and exits are and where to sign in and what it is we need for you to do. But even if you're interested in volunteering, but maybe being in the building, doing the daily care and cleaning of the pets maybe isn't what you're interested in, we have other events, off-site events that we need volunteer help with. Case in point is Wienerfest. And it takes about 250 to 300 volunteers to make that event happen.
Goodness. Wow.
So if you're interested in helping with that specific event, we can get you set up to volunteer for Wienerfest, because there's a lot that needs to be done. But again, if you just want to come in and help day to day, maybe you're a college student and can't have your pets here in town with you, but you'd like to help the shelter and be around animals, we can absolutely use you. So come in. Again, that's Tuesday and Wednesday evenings at 5:30 for the volunteer orientation. And then we schedule you to just come in based on what your schedule is and when we need folks. And if you do that orientation, that's also the same orientation if you want to be a foster parent. So if you're interested in being a foster parent, you come in and do that exact same orientation, and we give you the extra information that you need to be a foster parent. So it's a really good opportunity to come in. Like I said, maybe if you can't have pets or just have some extra time and want to help the community, you can volunteer at the shelter.
There you go. What's the contact info?
The website is brazosanimalshelter.org. Adoptable pets can be found on there, as well as a calendar of upcoming events, information on volunteering and fostering. You can give us a call at 775-5755 or just come by the shelter, which is the best thing to do. And we're at 2207 Finfeather in Bryan.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Ashley is the executive director of the Brazos Animal Shelter here on Tuesdays. It's 818. We talk with the folks from the chamber on Tuesdays as well. And Julie's here. How are you today?
I'm great. Even though it's raining and gloomy, it does help the yard.
We do need that.
And I do live close by here, so I feel pretty certain it's raining on my house.
Hope that works for you.
Hope that happens to you as well. We do have quite a few things coming up now that we've started September. We've got a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up tomorrow. We're going to be at the Villas at Traditions, and we're going to be celebrating there with Ashford Square Realty and Keller Williams and Zweiker & Associates. We'll be there starting at 4:30, and it should be fun to see what's going on out there. It lasts till 5:30, so come on out. Then we've got our Economic Outlook Briefing Luncheon coming up the next day, Thursday the 9th. We'll be at Pebble Creek Country Club starting at 11:45. We've got our speaker is going to be Bill Byrne, and he's going to be talking about the economic impact of TAMU sporting events on the local economy. So come out to that. It's $25 per person. You can still make a reservation by calling us at 260-5200. That is sponsored by Commerce National Bank, and we appreciate their help with that. Then our business after hours is the next Thursday, September 16th. It's going to be at Sterling Auto, and that's kind of an annual thing for them. We're going to be starting at 5:30. They're going to be previewing the Brazos Valley World Fest, which should be a neat addition to their business after hours. It's free to chamber members and prospective chamber members, so come on out to that as well. Lobster Fest and the Golf Classic are right around the corner on September 19th and 20th. We're going to be at the Brazos Center again this year for Lobster Fest starting at 6:30. Tickets are available, $75 per person. We still have some sponsorships available. And donations for auction items are still being solicited. We're going to have a live and silent auction at that event, in addition to having lobsters shipped in from Maine and having our Outback Steaks at that particular event. And then the next day, on Monday, the 20th, we'll be out at Traditions Club starting at 8 a.m. We've got a tee-off time at 8 a.m. and 1:30. Again, sponsorships are still available. It's $800 for a four-person team. You can also do individual golfing for $200, and both of those include Lobster Fest tickets, so that's a good deal. We'd like to thank our title sponsors for that. Prosperity Bank is our title sponsor, and then our platinum sponsors are HEB, Scott & White, CC Creations. We really appreciate their help with putting on our biggest event of the year. And then we'd like to thank our platinum member. Inner Circle Spotlight this week is TAMU Office of the President. We appreciate their support of the chamber. They're a great partner, and their support of the Brazos Valley. So if you need more information on any of this, just go to bcschamber.org.
All right, that's the deal. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit the folks from the chamber on Tuesdays on WTAW.